Salam everyone. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mic privilege. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's previous lectures or satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, in Religious Group section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone, welcome to the mission room to discuss the mission. I hope all use your month to go to the website and study our teaching and become more familiar with this new revelation. And indeed, 1 month makes so much difference. We have seen in 1 month we had a great war in Middle East, and the lines are indeed drawn in the sand, and everything that God said will come through is coming through, and the humanity indeed is in the verge of the promises that all religion have prophesied to come. And this is the voice of the last revelation of God to humanity, calling them to turn around and start listening to God instead of following their own wills and whims and understanding. Indeed, God is one, and He has been sending all the revelation to this point to humanity, and He has promised that this revelation also will come to humanity for them to see that He has been in control, is in control, and is doing what He promised will happen. So it is not that God left man alone and did not warn them of coming of the event that is coming to them. And He has indeed shown the way through His prophets to humanity to succumb and come around and bring His kingdom on earth. The role of the messenger or the prophet is to give the message to humanity with the clear revelation. It is not up to him to convert them or make them to see. Indeed, it does not make any difference if they listen or not. The most important is the message has been given. With internet and this technology and the way God has prepared the way for this revelation, all men can see it, hear it, and receive it no matter where they are. Indeed, we are receiving emails every day, or at least often, that people that we have never heard from or never were in touch with profess that they have heard the message, seen the vision, and indeed they are amazed of the truth that God has sent to humanity through this vessel, and how phenomenal this revelation and the unity of all religion is. Indeed, it confirms and reconfirms that there is a compassionate God that has sent all religions, and there is no confusion between them. Any confusion and separation and any idea that separates man from man is not from God. It's man-made, it's misunderstanding, it is having a part of the truth but not having the whole truth, which is now revealed to humanity. Indeed, the website is now been upgraded, and all things that has been extra and made the website not compatible and hard to navigate and make it slow has been taken off, and the whole navigation system is been based on the text. Therefore, it is now efficient, more compatible with more softwares. It is easy to use and it's fast. No more excuses of an applet is not working or the pages are not loading fast enough or it is not compatible. Therefore, it is now much easier for more people to go to the website to study the revelation, which is huge and have been revealed to humanity for last 20 some years. And there are so much information and truth has been given that it takes lifetimes to fathom it. But they're there. They are provided free to humanity. With a couple of mouse click, you can access the promise that God gave, that the revelation of the seventh seal will come to humanity. And after this revelation, if you study the scriptures, there is no mention of great events going to happen in God's coming of the kingdom until the seventh angel brings the revelation, and there will be a quiet period, and then the Babylon the Great will fall. And therefore, after the revelation of the seventh angel, there is going to be a period of quietness, and people who have received it are going through the personal progress and overcoming and seeing the vision, reaching out and educating other people and making this revelation to spread more and more, and see this revelation way ahead of humanity. They are not indeed ready for it. We can see we are talking of the unity and coming together and coming of the kingdom and seeing each other as brothers and sisters all through the earth. And what we have is wars and destruction, disunity and political maneuvering and misunderstandings, which has come from thousand years of hatred and separation. Therefore, humanity is not ready for this revelation, but our duty and responsibility is to reach out in any way possible, spread this message, and reach as many as we can in any way we can. And then, of course, leave them to God and see what they will manifest. The more people hear it, see it, understand it, realize it, that there is no other way for humanity but listen to God. They have to stop listening to themselves, to their dogmas, to their religions, which are full of misunderstanding and misinformation and based on 1/7 of the truth, but come and realize indeed God sent all of these revelations. there is no separation between man and man and religion, and we all have come from the same source and essence, and the essence of each man indeed is a part of God. Therefore, we cannot separate ourselves artificially by gender, nationality, race, and whatever else that humanity think they can separate themselves from each other. We are all children of the same God, and He has been sending the same Spirit, which is His Spirit, as the messengers of God to humanity with clear messages. He indeed foretold of coming of all these revelation and religions, and He fulfilled them. Therefore, clearly God exists. He has a plan. He has a vision or a will to bring His kingdom on earth with those that have turned around, baptized, and now indeed have no desire but be a part of God's plan. If you have the will to be one of those, and you have been meditating for thousands of years, you will see this vision clearly and will come and join and will see indeed God is a compassionate God that has created the whole creation for one purpose, to make the part of the creation which have gone away from it to turn around and go home. The more humanity understand the reason for being born and being here, and they succumb to the will of the universe, and they live their life in such a way that is directed to encourage that will. And anything which discourages that will or divert the attention from that will is indeed from the lower nature, or what many religions call devil. Of course, if God is everything, well, devil is, there can be anywhere. The only reason the devil exists is because we follow our lower natures and impulses and desires and do not create an environment that directed toward that will. Therefore, we have to see the history, we have to understand the revelations of God, we have to see the religions that He sent to this point, and then recognize that that is the goal of the life. That is the reason this creation has been created. We are here for a reason. The creation has a goal. When that goal becomes each man's goal, each individual's goal, when people put the relationship based on that goal, when they create environments and societies which encourages and directs the children and people toward that goal, little by little we can create the kingdom of God on earth, which is solely directed to create environment that children from very childhood recognize that they are here, they have been born to meditate, close their eyes and listen to the still voice within and recognize that will even a greater degree. Not find their information from newspaper, radio, television, and everything outside of themselves to tell them what is the truth, when voice within is smothered with all the information come from outside. Of course, not all the information come from outside or bad, but eventual verification of the truth should come from God or within you. This is the goal and the vision that this revelation is bringing to humanity. It's calling for them to understand this revelation, see the work of God through the history and through His revelation, through His prophets, come together and recognize that they have to put the instrument of war and destruction away and realize that there is enough for everybody's need, but not for everybody's greed. Therefore, this message is clearly has been communicated to humanity for the last 20 years and more, and there is no doubt of the clarity of the message and the way it's been given. Now, of course, when the messenger gives the message, he's done. He's not attached to the result, but will wait for those who will see this vision to step forward, to come, to join, to become the part of the facilitating body, those who indeed map out the way to reach out in a greater degree with the great technology and the knowledge of man of management and ability to create organized tasks and efforts to spread this message to all corners of the world. And then we sit back and wait for the world to eventually either realize this and recognize that this is the only way, or eventually the system and the world that is made by man and based on ego will crumble, as it will, because that is the phenomena about ego and how unreliable it is. No matter what is egoistical, eventually will not result in a great fulfillment of the expectations. And indeed, this world is based on ego, is based on man-made ideas, and we have to come together and see what is God's ideas. And that is what humanity have to come to realize and learn. And in the message and the teachings, it is clearly explained how God promised many things. Promised to Abraham, He promised to Christ, He promised to Prophet Muhammad, He promised to Moses, He promised to many people and in many ways to humanity directly that many things is going to happen, and they did. And He has promised that His kingdom come, this revelation will come, and this revelation clearly explained how the kingdom will come. From the very mundane action in life to the creation of a system that brings God and His Spirit in the system. And if you look at the sign of the Solomon, the triangle upward is the symbol of the system and triangle downward is the Spirit of God. The problem with the worldly system is that they don't have the triangle downward. They have the system, but they don't have the Spirit of God in it. They have put God out. Of course, with God, we do not mean Christian dogma or Jewish dogma or the Islamic dogma or Hindu dogma or Buddhist dogma. We mean the truth of the Spirit, which no one knows until the seventh angel or the revelation of the seventh seal will come. And now that revelation has come, therefore we can bring the Spirit of God with full strength into our lives and into our systems and communities and manifest His will. therefore, this is the call to humanity. This is call to those who have been chosen, have meditated, have progressed, and now this vision become the life itself for them, and they recognize and realize there is nothing whatsoever more important than come and help and manifest it. Of course, this what I say is what God has requested for humanity to step forward. Those who step forward and do the will of God will do it for God, and they'll do it for their own souls. Those who will come will receive the great grace of God, and that will be the rewards. We will be here and continue reaching out and being available to those who want to do this mission and recognize that they are a part of it until we create the facilitating body, and eventually we start reaching out to humanity in a greater degree, in an organized way, that we can show humanity there is another way, there is a better way, there is a unifying way, there is a way of peace and unity and godliness that they do not have. Each religion claim they are the only one, the best one, the last one, the only one, the chosen one. None of them, of course, are the seventh revelation. None of them can claim open the seven seals. None of them can explain how God chose them as a religion and how God fulfilled all the promises He had given to all the prophets and people on earth. Now we know. And now we should let everybody know that we can bring God and His plan to humanity. And this is the only way that can unify man. The unity of God indeed has reconfirmed, and the explanation of His will and work is been given. The only thing is left for all of us to recognize it and come forward to become a part of it. This room, of course, is for those who are elect and are called for to step forward. And the call is great. A struggle is great, since we are swimming against the tide. We are swimming against the flow of the world. The flow of the world is hate, destruction, war, disunity. We are preaching unity. We are preaching the word of God that explains everything as His work. Therefore, it is no surprise that you might find the revelation is great. You have received it with great joy. And then when you reached out, you realize that people are not ready to hear it, accept it, become it, and dedicate themselves to it. It calls for action. It calls for dedication. And it calls for great courage and purification. Of course, in the age of the instant coffee and instant gratification, it is too much to ask. But that easy way of doing things and not putting effort to discipline ourselves is a part of the Babylon the Great, is a part of ego does not want to progress to the higher level, but accept the easy way out. That way has been given to humanity to show them the grace of God, how those who God gives His grace can prosper and progress in a greater degree. And the realization should be that it was the grace of God, and therefore we should keep God in our lives and recognize and realize His will. Therefore, the grace continues. The time of a struggle and the time of great promise of coming of tribulation is here, is upon us. We can ignore it. We can not accept it. We can argue about it. But the truth is, all the signs says we are there. Storm 912 is asking, please use me to manifest His realm. Guide me, please, step forward and do the will of God. How will I know the proper course of action? Should I remain in this marriage? Should I take the job out of town? Where will I fulfill my mission? We do not go to the detail of people's life and do not try to tell them what to do in every aspect in their life, but in general, the way is being given. The way is to follow eternal divine path. The way is the creation of the communities of light. The way is the way of dedication. As we have explained many times, there are three kinds of dedicated people in the mission: the leaders, the teachers, and the supporters. Those who have leadership ability, those who can motivate and guide others to come together and create an environment that they can work in an organized way to manifest the mission, all the leaders. Those who are the teachers, they study the teaching, they have come to our room, they have learned it, they read in our room, they teach in the room, they reach out to the people, they have questions that they can answer. They are the teachers. Those who do not want to be a leader, or they are not leaders, and they cannot teach, or they don't want to teach, they become supporters in any way they can, anywhere they are. The question is really what you have to recognize under the umbrella of the mission's teachings and realize how much you can do to manifest this revelation. Of course, the highest level of those who come to the mission at this point are those who come close to the mission. They are dedicated, they are intelligent, they do not have psychological, physical, or anything that is not working correctly, and therefore they are intelligent and effective people who come and dedicate their life, and so we can eventually create the facilitating body of 12 or 24 people who will be chosen as those who will sit around the round table. Indeed, we do have a round table that eventually will manifest itself as the elect or the facilitating body which facilitate this revelation to be reached to humanity. In general, we give you the idea, we give you the way. The way is the eternal divine path. The way is awakening of your spiritual forces, directing that energy toward the creation of the communities of light, sacrificing for the communities of light, surrendering and submit to the will of God, shattering all narrowness of the mind and becoming universalist, then you indeed will be an elect. Of course, if you come close to the mission and we know you and we see who you are, what you can do, and how we can help you to see yourself in a greater degree, we indeed will help you as much as we could. Still, even then, you have to listen to the words and the guiding light which comes to you. The whole creation has been created to turn around those who did not listen to God in one point, and the darkness became a part of the universe. Therefore, those who do not want to listen even in this stage cannot be helped. Simple. It's very simple. You have the free will. And your free will take you where you want to go. But the only free will really you have is to choose God or not to choose God. If you choose God, your free will be submitted to His will. And although you have the free will in a lower level and mundanity how to conduct your life, but in general under the umbrella of the will of God. Therefore, the free will of man is surrendered to the will of God freely, cannot be imposed, it cannot be forced on them, it cannot be and should not be a dogmatic way for a group to follow, but freely is given to God. Therefore, I cannot interfere with your free will to choose God or not. But if you want to choose God, choosing anything else on earth besides this revelation and religion and the unity and the revelation of the last prophet is a wrong choice. You have not chosen wisely. So you are surrendering your will to a religion or idea which is not the highest. Therefore, the only thing I can recommend to you is choose wisely. Choose the true revelation of God. And after you did that, then find out where is the best way or how is the best way to follow His will. The God's will is to follow eternal divine path. The God's will is to create a community of light. And if you are willing to do that, the way will be shown to you and you will be guided. It is not a picnic. It is not something that I promise you to be easy. As Christ said, the gate is open and the road is wide, which leads to destruction, but the way of God is narrow and full of discipline and understanding and wanting to do it. But if you truly are baptized and turned around, it's not that hard. Actually, it is a joy after a while because you can see the folly of what humanity do and how they're never going to be satisfied with what they follow, which is called Maya. You see the emptiness of what they crave and desire and follow, and you see your happiness in a smaller things, in a simpler things, in a simpler life, and the things that they cannot see. Therefore, in the long run, of course, the joy will be greater, but your commitment to that joy have to be genuine. It should be pure, it should be real, it should not be fake. They have the joy of God because that is all they need. Therefore, you can see the path and the way is been given. And you have been guided, go to our website, learn our teaching. In a small decisions in life, you can find out with knowing the umbrella or the greater guiding light that have been sent to you. When you see the guiding light, those small things will fall in their places correctly. But in general, make your life simpler, make your desire less, make your environment pure, associate with those who also have greater ideals and ideas, and eventually learn how to go to that stillness within which has been given to humanity through this mission, the meditation, the word, or the universal mantra. In that stillness, you know the answer. Therefore, I have given you the way to know the answer, and no one knows the best answer for their lives than the person themselves. However, since the mind of human, the mind of man is very turbulent, they cannot see it clearly because the will of God shatters to pieces in that turbulent mind. The mantra, the process we have been given, the ultimate realization of stillness within you, make that shattered mind to come together and become a calm lake that God can reflect itself through you and you know His will. Therefore, responsibility has been put on humanity to recognize the best thing in their lives. In general, if you are in the bond of marriage, you should stay in it. You should work as hard as you could to make it work. It is a law that when a couple come together, they are supposed to stay for life. That is the law. Therefore, you have to work together. You have to work it out. You don't just get divorced because somehow you don't like it. Of course, if a being is in the way to the higher level of hierarchy, as we discussed it many times, the hierarchy of being in each person's life are four. The first is God. The goal of the life is to turn around and go to. That's why we are here. No other relationship is more important than that. The second is the true spiritual teacher, he who connect you to God, not to themselves. If a spiritual teacher connect you to themselves, they are false teachers. They are an ego trip. Therefore, if you find some person and you say they are your spiritual teacher, and then they connect you to themselves, run away. They are not going to take you to God. The third people are your parents, who brought you to this world and put so much effort to help you to progress in all level. Of course, we're talking about true parents that they married, they stay together, they love their children, and they sacrifice any way possible to make children grow and become godly. And the fourth one is your spouse, your wife or husband, who is your partner, who is your friend, who is your person for life. You have to work it out. You have to talk it out. You have to sacrifice for each other. You have to recognize each other's shortcoming and strength and help the shortcoming to be overcome, then the strength to be strengthened. That's it. That's the four beings that you have relationship with. Anybody else is not included in the hierarchy of beings, not your friends, not your children, not your acquaintances or co-workers, God, spiritual teacher, parents, and your spouse. Of course, if your spouse is in your way and disconnects you from your parents, then he or she is in the way. If your parents are not letting you go to the true spiritual teacher, which connects you to God, they are in the way. And if your spiritual teacher is not taking you to God, the spiritual teacher is in the way. If the situation with your spouse is that way, and he is or she is not getting you to higher level, then you have to work hard to teach that person not be in the way. But if it didn't work, of course, then you have no choice but go to the higher level. If your parents are in the way, love them, help them, but you don't have to listen to them, but go to God. If your spiritual teacher is not taking you to God, drop him. Simple. He should show you how to go to God. And of course, when you get to God, you have accomplished the goal of your life. I hope this helped. We have another question. Is this room interested in Jesus Christ as a teacher? Okay, apparently he left, but the answer is Christ was Christ. He was a prophet. He was the Messiah. He was foretold to come. He was prophesied to come. He came and he is accepted as revealer, the third seal in this revelation of the seven seals. And his message was sacrifice. That means self-centered, the ability of sacrificing for creation of the comings of light. Therefore, there are laws, there are regulations God has set to motion for humanity to follow. When humanity breaks those laws of nature, they will break themselves against them. It's not what I'm putting a curse on someone or something or some nations or some people. That is the way it works. God has already created the universe. He has created and put the laws of the nature in it. The laws of the nature are automatic. They have put in such a way, if you follow them, you will receive the grace. You will have a peaceful life. You have a good community. You have communities based on the married couples and based on couples who stay together for life, and their ego will not get in the way. Of course, there are cases that you have no choice. The relationship is so rocky and so impossible that you have to get out of it. We are not against people who have no choice but get out of a relationship. But if the problem is just ego and small little differences, we all have different differences. We have different ideas, we have different opinion, and everybody wants to be right. And this is one of the biggest problems I have seen in the relationships. Everybody wants to be correct. Each person have his way of doing things, and that's why creation of the communities of light is so hard, because people don't want to accept other people's ideas, opinion. Therefore, we have to learn how to discuss things, how to compromise sometimes, how to come to a point that you can meet with each other, especially between the couples. And sometimes one of the couples are stronger than the other one, and they take the initiative to create the environment more tolerable. But of course, if both couples are strong and come together and discuss and come to the conclusions that they can live with, then anybody can live with anybody. But there has to be some compromises and discussions and coming to a point that can create a good family environment. This will be easier as the communities of light are created, and the strength between the family is being reestablished, the children indeed will grow up in an environment that compromises are done, the environment that the people can get along together because they want to, they stay in a relationship because they have to, because that's what God says. Divorce should come very rarely, in a very, very rare occasions that indeed the elders of the community also agree with the couple. That was the idea of the elders and the people who can guide younger people to stay together because of the strength of the community. If you don't have the support of the community, it's much easier to divorce and let ego come through and the couple's divorce easier. That should not happen. And the community and the elders in the community help a lot. If the couples really trust some people in the community that they can help, they can go to them and be helped. Of course, now we have marriage counselors, counselors that usually they themselves have a bad marriage and have a lot of problems and drinking and a lot of other things themselves. Cannot teach if you are not following what you teach. That's called hypocrisy. When you teach but you do not follow what you teach, that's hypocrisy. That means that I really don't believe what I say, and at least I cannot follow what I teach. But in a community, elders can help to bring the couples together and cement them in a greater degree to stay together. Therefore, this mission is a general revelation of God, a guiding light for humanity, and it shows how to meditate and eventually become still and calm the mind and see each situation clearly and come to a decision which is based on the will of God. But in general, in a greater degree, we are looking for those who have been meditating for many lifetimes. They see this vision clearly and they are willing to teach this teaching to others because they see this is the only way it's going to work. Of course, at this point, many things we say is not according to the society, it's not according to the world, it's not according to many false teachers and prophets that teach us other ways and other things. But those things are called the Babylon the Great. And God said, she will fall. Because it's based on ego, it's not based on nature, it's not based on what this creation is created for, and it's not that because I'm saying this is going to happen, it's going to happen. It's because that's the nature of the universe. There are natural laws, there are the natural way that God created things to be, and if you go against those natural ways and laws, eventually you will pay for it. Simple. Very simple law. And the more humanity understand the laws of God, the ways of God, the ways of nature, and follow it, the more godly that societies and people and humanity will become. It is a law. It is not my law. I didn't create this law. I just recognize this law. This law was revealed to me to give it to you. That's why this teaching and revelation is not a dogma, is not a religion in a sense of you don't believe in a couple of dogmas, you will go to hell. It is based on the logic of God. It's based on why this creation has been created, what are the laws of God, and how we can create the kingdom of God on earth based on the will of God. Not that I am the last prophet, therefore we are better than you. We are the only way, therefore we are better than you. We are the chosen one, therefore we are better than you. It's just ego trip. We are better than you. That's an ego present strongly that wants to be better than other people. That's what ego wants, to be better, to be number one, to dominate, to create environment that each side feel they are better than the other side. And none of them correct. Neither side is correct. Only God is correct, and that is His will and revelation. Therefore, again, go to the website. It's going to be much easier to navigate. It's more compatible. We got rid of all the Javas and many ASPs and many baggages that've been put on the website and made it heavier and harder to get into. It's based on simplicity, compatibility, fastness, and easy to navigate. So go and try it again, and hopefully more people would be able to reach to depth of the website, which is really have many layers and levels that you can reach. Of course, the best part is the holiest of the holies, though, the Last Testament. But there are videos, audios, there are satsangs which have been given all through last 20 some years, that they are all the lights of truth that God has sent to humanity to guide them for the coming of the golden age. And that is what we have to concentrate, not on the tribulation and destruction, but of the coming of the light at the end of the tunnel. I leave you all to God, and be with God, and do God's will, and see you all next month. Salam, everybody.